Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QS. TQST, QST. This is N7IVV. November 7, India. Victor, Victor. Activating the Fakir Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. This net is held every Wednesday at 8 p.m. local time on this 147.165 megahertz W4BA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fakir Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 hertz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for general discussion and Q&A regarding topics such as equipment hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to the radio art. Announcements tonight. Tomorrow night is, of course, our June club meeting. We are able to do limited seating for face-to-face meetings at the PATH Foundation building, where we have been a year ago. We're doing our meetings there, and we have that room reserved again. We're limited to 25 people. They do need to be vaccinated, and we will, I believe, be required to wear masks. That is somewhat in flux here, depending on what the state and local regulations are. But we are limited to only 25 people. So far, we have 14 people signed up, so we obviously have 11 slots available to be able to get in for the live meeting. Well, we'll also be, of course, doing it via WebEx as well. We'll be doing a simulcast, so that should be sort of an interesting challenge for those of us that are not professional cinematographers. We will be discussing Field Day, which, of course, is coming up a little over 2 weeks, the 26th and 27th of June. So we'll just be discussing plans, looking for some more volunteers, because we do still need some important slots filled as far as responsibility goes. We do need a couple of station captains. The station captain is required for making sure that all the pieces and parts are present in order to operate whatever station they're responsible for. That, of course, does not mean they have to bring everything. They just need to beat the bushes and find people who can and coordinate it, make sure it's set up and that kind of thing on field day. We, of course, also need operators to sign up, preferably sign up. We would really appreciate knowing if we're going to have operators. Drop-ins are perfectly welcome, but we really would like to have people signed up so that we know that we will have coverage guaranteed for operation. Let's see. Of course, the VHF contest is this coming weekend. A lot of people are very gung-ho about that, so by all means, check out as much information as you can. Let me stand by. There's a very good website sponsored by WA7BNM. That's Bravo November Mike. If you go to contestcalendar.com, it's all one word, contest calendar. He posts a virtual calendar of every contest and thing going on. So you can pop up there and see what's going on. Of course, there's links to each contest. Rules, regulations, operating procedures, and logging requirements, and exchanges, and pretty much everything you'd want to know there about that. I'm sure that we have some club members who will be more than happy to answer any questions at the last minute, but I would not expect them to do that on Saturday mornings because they'll be busy. We also have a testing session, a VE licensing testing session, coming up on Sunday morning at 9 p.m. So if anybody is looking to get their license the first time around or do you upgrade, there is a session, I'm thinking Katie can tell me for sure, but it's the Stafford area. Forgive me for not knowing exactly the location, but that's on Saturday, but we will also be sponsoring one there at our field day location on Sunday morning. Okay, does anybody have any questions tonight or any topic that they would like to discuss? I do have something I'm going to discuss, but if anybody has any specific requests, if you give me a call right now. This is N7IVV.
KN4SPL.
KN4SPL, N7IVV, go ahead.
N7IVV. IVV from KN4SPL. It's not really a topic. It's more like maybe a possible review. I've been, for the past few months, been really considering getting a IC9700, and I was just wondering if anyone out there has or have worked with IC9700. It looks pretty interesting to me. I'd like to be able to do digital on the VHF, UHF, and sideband, and I've read mixed reviews, so I was just wondering what people think about the rig. So that's what I got. Back to you, Brad, from KM4SPL.
Okay, Bob. Questions about their, you know, personal experience on the IC9700. If we have anybody tonight, obviously they'll talk about it, but Bob, I would certainly recommend you post that up on the groups.io. Probably get a lot more coverage and whatnot from folks that may not be on the net tonight, of course. I use an IC9100. I've not looked at the 97, but for what it's worth, I'm quite happy with it, but I'm not familiar with the 9700. Okay, let's go ahead and do check-ins. And let's see, do we have any Echolink? Do we have any Echolink people out there tonight? Go ahead and check in. This is N7IVB.
KS1, PPY.
Okay, Sophia, I got you there. We're going to take regular check-ins now. N7IVB here.
This is K1HTV, mobile.
November 1, Bravo Echo Delta, portable.
KX4KU.
KM4SPL.
Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Zulu Hotel.
Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Lima Charlie.
Okay, stand by right there. Okay, K1HTV and 1BED. KX4KU. KN4SPL. KM4OZH. And KO4LLC. Any more check-ins? Go ahead, please.
Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec. Kilo November.
Kilo Juliet 7 Alpha Papa Victor.
Okay, I must have typed something really bad. I thought it was Kilo Oscar 4 Quebec November Victor, but that's obviously not correct. Give me that call again, please.
Kilo Oscar 4 Quebec Kilo November.
Okay, that's better. You sound much more like a William than an Emily. Sorry about that. Let me just clean this up. All right, and then Becca, of course, I've got you too. All right, I guess we'll take it from there right now. Let's see. Okay, my topic tonight is how to type. First of all, I want to preface this. I will also then end it, and I'm going to sprinkle it liberally with, this is my opinion. Not cast in stone, black and white. So if you disagree, then you're welcome to, because this is not gospel. It's not technical. It's my opinion. Has to do, and this is an operating thing. So this is, you know, Wednesday night, perfect thing to discuss it. And that has to do with IDing yourself, calling stations, and basically setting up a QSO between you and somebody else during contests. And specifically when operating through the FM satellites, which we will be experimenting, hopefully doing at field day. I've got a portable setup I'll be bringing. Some of you have had experience, some of you may have heard satellite QSOs going on. You can copy a lot of them with your HT. But this also kind of applies to contests when they get busy. And more specifically, to FM transmissions, to contests. So this actually would kind of apply to the VHF contest coming up. And also along with this, it dovetails in perfectly with the discussion we had last week, where we were talking about the phonetic alphabet and the importance of using phonetics, especially when things are going crazy and busy and we get the so-called pileups. Don't have too many people on tonight, but I think pretty much everybody here has enough experience that they know what I'm talking about when it comes to a pileup. If you have any questions after I get done here, by all means ask. Well, the thing that triggered this this subject in my mind was listening to and working through the ISS and National Space Station crossband repeater that they have got functioning right now. And it's just like any other repeater, except it does it over crossbands instead of just over one band like we're doing now. So you transmit on 2 meters and you receive on 440. Well, it's basically just an FM repeater, but yet you've got a whole pile of people trying to work it, to transmit through it. And as FM is wont to be, you have something of a capture effect, simplistically described as, you know, either the firstest or the biggest wins. As far as who gets the signal through, which then gets turned around and transmitted back down. And that's not exactly true, but that's close enough for the purpose of this discussion. Because it's busy, because it's not perfectly crystal clear like what we're accustomed to here on our repeater, and then this also, of course, bleeds over into other contesting and whatnot, it's important that you use phonetics when you're identifying yourself because of the you know, how things sound. With the letters and whatnot, which, of course, is the purpose of phonetics. So you get on and you say, this is November 7, India, Victor, Victor. Okay. Well, when you're working a VHF contact, contest, you're working through a satellite, you don't have to go on like you hear a lot of people do, saying, secure, 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 this is N7IVV, November 7, India, Victor, Victor, and they do that 2 or 3 times, and they're standing by for a call. That's a really bad thing to do, because what you have is about 8 to 10 minutes of usable QSO time on a satellite pass. And also, if you're just doing other types of VHF, FM-type contesting, you're also trying to get things through. You don't have time to spend a lot of time calling. So the trick is, you do have to cop kind of fast. And satellite-specific, and by the way, what I'll probably do here, I have made recordings of not only myself working through satellites, but just in general, as things go over, I'll post that up on groups.io so you can hear what I'm talking about. Well, the trick is, you simply give your call once, and in the case of satellites, you also give your grid square. You don't have to say anything else. You also, I would just simply transmit, I would say, November 7, India, Victor, Victor, Fox, Mike 18, and that's it. And everybody understands that that's basically me calling CQ. Now, here's the kicker. When somebody calls me, it's a waste of air, it's a waste of bandwidth, it's a waste of time for somebody to say, November 7, India, Victor, Victor, this is Whiskey Kilo 3, Delta, Romeo, whatever, Fox, Oscar 13. Well, you know what? I know my own call. I recognize my own call. You don't have to use phonetics when you're calling me. And so you've wasted a lot of time, and frankly, you've added some confusion to the airways. So the, okay, here we go again. My opinion. The best way to handle that QSO is to simply say, N7IVV, this is Whiskey 3, Oscar, Oscar, Whiskey, Fox Mike 21, you know, whatever. You know, I need your phonetics so that I can hear your call, understand it, but I don't need phonetics for me to hear myself and understand myself. And like I said, the same thing goes with many other contests. You know, when you're calling somebody back, they know who they are. They don't need the phonetics, and you know, even in a pileup, they can recognize their own call through that. So the reason I bring this up is that I do hear very frequently, guys, I mean, it's just nothing but phonetics up there, and you just don't need it when you're calling somebody because they already know their call. They do need phonetics when you're giving your call. Also, it's a time saver. You know, like I say, you've only got 8 to 10 minutes, and you've got 57 people all trying to make a contact with each other through a cantankerous system between the ionosphere and orbiting and Doppler and, you name it. The same thing is true when you get into VHF contesting and whatnot. So you got to speak quick. You need to be judicious, frugal in the use of the syllables that you use on the air, and I think I don't really have too much more to say on that. I guess if anybody has questions or comments, we'll discuss that down the way. So, with that, again, I emphasize this is my opinion. This is my personal observations on how to maybe do it a little bit better. And since the B happened to be first on the list tonight, I'm going to turn it over to him. KS1, PPY, and 7IVV, go ahead.
And 7IVV in the net, KS1, PPY. Hey, it's good to be here, out at work, so I'm going on the Echolink side of it. As far as phonetics and contesting, I found that going, if you have a longer call sign, going phonetics makes you last longer for it to stand out in their head as well. So my Kilo Sierra 1 Papa Papa Yankee tended to outlast some of the other ones, so it was on their mind when they were coming back. They go, oh, the Papa Papa Yankee station, go ahead. So if I would have just put KS1 PPY, it goes a lot faster, and people kind of miss it. I don't have any experience with the 9700. I looked at them, but wasn't really in for that kind of money just yet. So my 7100 works pretty good for FT8 contacts on 2 meters and 440. I'll be experimenting with that this weekend during UHF VHF. Also, the HamFest, the Old Virginia HamFest going on in Manassas, it's more like a tailgate party than anything. I'm going to try to make some room for that. And, Rich, around 2:30, the station that was trying to call you on the repeater was me. I know I heard you talking and K1HTV and someone else going on about something, and I was on the 14th Street Bridge right there in D.C., so I was trying to see if I could hit it. And, I heard you come back to me, tell me to hit the higher ground, or if I had an HT, try to move it. I thought, oh, well, this is not working right, but I just figured I'd let you know. That was me trying to get through all the D.C. stuff on there. But that's all I got for the moment. In this case, 1PPY, back to net.
Okay, thanks, Sippy. Have a good evening tonight. Be careful. And K1HTV, Rich, how are you tonight? Go ahead.
Brad, N7IVV in the group from K1HTV Mobile. Checked in first from Warrenton. I'm now in Amosville, about 5 minutes from home. Thanks for doing the net, number one. And regarding what Sippy said regarding the pop, saying the entire call, Papa, Papa, Yankee, I've run into the same thing. When you're in a pileup, I've had incidents where I used sometimes a non-standard last letter. I'll say Hotel Tango Victoria, and they'll come back to who is the Victoria. So kind of outlasts the pileup. Sometimes when you're very short with a lot of other stations, you get buried in the pileup. So it's not a sort of a timing thing. Hope to be in the contest this weekend. I'll do at least 2 meters and 6 meters. Not sure if I've got 70 centimeters. Not up and running yet. That's the last radio to be put back into the shack after the shack was redone. Been working on getting parts ready for adding some LMR 600 to the new 6 meter antenna on the second tower. And I got an N relay so I can switch between either the high antenna at 77 feet or the lower antenna at 40 feet, which supposedly works better on the E-skip. So we'll see if that's the case. I'll be able to transmit and receive when I want to get to this and relay in place. Other than that, the band 6 meters not been too hot the past 3 days. Things have calmed down a bit after I worked Hawaii. I think I scared all the rest of the DX away. So other than that, that's about it from here. We'll see you guys. I'm not sure if I can make Manassas. I might make a trip down to Manassas in the morning and just to say hi to some of the guys. Back to you, Brad, and thanks again for doing that. This is K1HTV Mobile in Amosville.
Okay, thanks, Rich. I apologize. I should have picked you up being mobile before I did the others. That's customary in most nets if you've got mobile operators because they may not be mobile for long. Of course, if they're just going home, that's different, but if they're leaving the area. Anyway, be that as it may. N1BED, of course, now you're out there, what, jogging or whatever? You're portable? You sounded fine when you checked in. How are you tonight? N7IVB.
Hey, Brad. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. I haven't been jogging in about 20 years. Instead, I'm on the HT tonight and sitting in the Swirly's parking lot over here in Manassas over by the regional airport, hanging out with a couple of friends of mine. Wanted to check in. Haven't really been on the net much lately. I don't have too much to add on the front of the radio, but I did hit on some pretty good points with regard to call sign etiquette. I've actually seen a lot of people work in pileups where they'll say their call sign phonetically or using standard alphanumeric 3 or 4 times, just hoping that they can overpower or outlast someone else, and that's kind of a nuisance, and it doesn't seem very polite. But having the conversations about it is the only way we're going to come up with any kind of a mutual agreement. Not too sure about checking out the garage sale there for the with the Old Virginia Hams guys. My family's out of town this weekend, and I think I'm going to maximize my downtime by taking lots of cat naps. Outside of that, I really just need an alibi, so if my wife calls, I've been with you guys all night. Hi. This is N1BED, back to net control, 7-3, everybody.
Yep, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. All right, well, good to have you with us again, Mark. Let's see. KX4KU, Kevin, what's up to you tonight? Go ahead.
N7IBV, KX4KU, good evening, Brad. Thank you for doing the net tonight. I've been trying to listen as best I can for some reason tonight, and sometimes happens. There is a lot of hash on my end. I think it's probably just the atmosphere. But I think picking through things, and I do agree with you on the call sign stuff. Was going to say something else. I hope I get to see some people tomorrow at the meeting. I haven't seen people other than, you know, maybe board members for too long a time. Take a break. And, on Garth's radio, that looks like a really nice radio. I like ITOMs personally. I don't own any right now, but I have in the past. I have everything ITOM. But I've never wanted to drop that kind of money for only the high bands. I'm more of an HF guy, so I wish you luck on that. Turn it back over to you, N7IVV, KX4KU, back to net.
Okay, Kevin, well, thanks for that. And back down to Bob, KN4SPL. Go ahead.
Thanks, Brad. This is KN4SPL. And, since you brought up the satellite, that's another reason why I'm interested in the 9700, because it's a true duplex rig. The only thing I can't, yeah, at least in my neighborhood, have the satellite tracking antenna on top of my house, so I might have to rig up a temporary one in the backyard, but I am interested in satellite, so that's kind of why I'm looking into that, again, the 9700. Especially with the, you brought up the topic on the call sign etiquette, I've been noticing lately when I'm hunting POTA stations, that people sometimes, more than sometimes, throw their calls in the middle of a QSO. So, you know, that's also another big etiquette thing. You should not be throwing your call sign out in the middle of a QSO, especially on POTA, because it's normally a compromised antenna situation. So, anyway, that's my 2 cents on that. I would like to make it to the meeting tomorrow night, but I think I'll just catch it on the internet. Still not 100% on getting out there. So anyway, that's just my personal opinion. And that's all I got. This is KN4, SPL, back to net.
Okay, Bob. Well, I think you'll enjoy, be interested in this little rotator that I built that I did not design. I can't take credit for it at all, but there's a website for it. It's a very light-duty rotator. It's not the kind of thing that you set up and leave outside. It's not the kind of thing that you put a whole bunch of antennas on. It's kind of really just designed to carry an aerial dual-band satellite Yagi, which is, of course, not a very big device. But anyway, you guys can all take a look at what I built and tell me how I can improve it, since most of it, the box anyway, is just all 3D printed. So anyway, I've gotten a kick out of it. Oh, Camporo ZH, Gil, how are you tonight? Come on.
N7IVV, this is KM4OZH. Well, good evening, Brad, and everybody on the net. And, yeah, you had good thoughts on the call sign etiquette. One thing, I got a long call sign. One thing I do in contests, well, especially Virginia CUSO party, I may say the last letter of my call sign and mobile. And so many times, They'll out in a pileup, they'll pick the mobile station. I didn't quite get your call sign yet. Well, that's because I didn't say it. But it all ends up working, so, and I'm just a cheater. Anyway, yeah, so we got Overton Ham's got the tailgate party this Saturday, Sippy and Rich mentioned. And, yeah, hope to see everybody there. You know, the timing on that and the VHF contest didn't work out exactly right. I'll be working there, and I will be setting up my rover there and start my rove from there. So I got this idea that when the tailgate party is over is about the time that the VHF contest is supposed to start. Well, everybody that's driving home, I'll get all these mobile contacts from right down the street. So there's my thought, and I'm sticking to that. And just working on it. I got Yagis all over the car now, going from quarter wave verticals to Yagis. So we'll see if there's an improvement there. And that's about all I got. So I'm going to turn it back over to you, Greg. KM4OZH, back to net.
And this is N7IBB with the Farah Wednesday Night General Service Net. Yeah, okay, I wasn't putting two and two together earlier today when I called you and left a message, Gil. I'd forgotten that you were going to be swamped getting ready for this weekend, but I do need to talk to you. I may need your help or maybe just a recommendation for somebody else, but I need to do something on the dues to make it a little bit more safe this year, and you probably have some good ideas for me. Anyway, that's another subject. KO4LLC, George, what's up to tonight? Go ahead.
Good evening, Brad. Thanks for running the net. As always, I'm always learning a lot from you. And just been sitting here thinking, how come the only days I have off are the hottest days it seems to be when I need to work outside? So I'm just still tootling around trying to find a case to put all my batteries in and making my miniature field day pack, as it were. KO4 LLC, back to the net.
Well, you talk about hot. That's the one thing I just love about field day. I mean, I've been outside today just a little bit, working in the deuce and just puttering and filling up the engine with oil. I admit I haven't checked the oil for too long, and the thing holds like 10 gallons of oil, and I was down, you know, one or two on the dipstick means one or two gallons, so... Anyway, but yeah, hot, humid, and that's what we're all looking forward to on field day. You know, and that's one of those things. I know we've only got, 10 of us here tonight, but just something to keep in mind, and I'll make sure that this gets passed on to everybody. But obviously, safety is important, so we need to make sure we have plenty of water, stay hydrated, and all the stuff that we all need to remember. KJ7APV, Becca, how are you tonight? Go ahead.
And 7IVV in the net, KJ7APV. Doing well, thank you. Nice to hear from everybody and the little humorous ham bits that I'm picking up and making me laugh. Speaking of working in the heat, I received a shipment on Tuesday of 50 solid oak boards, 16 feet long, and I really wanted to get them in my house there for four floorboards. Each one of them is very heavy. And today I'm trying to beat the weather, and so I worked earlier in the morning before the heat, got them all in the house, not all at once, but a little at a time since Tuesday, so they're all in now, so I'm feeling happy about that. Right now I'm taking advantage of the moisture in the atmosphere to have my little burn. I occasionally have a little trash burn on my driveway in the debris yard, and not much going on with the radio. not enough money to even aspire to buy an ICOM yet, but I appreciate the talk about it. And thank you for the topic tonight on the finer nuances of how and whether and when to use our call signs. To me, it's kind of like a fine point that I appreciate you opening the discussion on for people with fine art skills and intuition. To me, it's kind of an intuitive thing. You just kind of go with the spirit on how to do things, like add an extra mobile so that people can pick you up and on a pileup. So appreciate that. Thanks for the talk, and thanks for running the net. Back to you, N7IVV, KJ7APV.
Okay, well, thank you, Becca. Yeah, have fun with those boards. When I'm in my woodworking mode, which I'm not lately because I don't have a shop that's big enough, but, yeah, that bunch of boards sounds a lot of fun for making a bunch of cabinetry and projects. I know to make cabinetry, but projects. Anyway, enjoy that. Okay, 04QKV. William, how are you tonight? Go ahead.
N7IVV. It's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Kilo November. Internet. I feel like, as a new ham, I'll say the discussion tonight with call signs and that has been very informative for myself. Having these net meetings has been great due to the fact that it's just an extra learning tool for myself into this hobby. So I want to say thanks for everybody that's been giving me insight into the hobby. Waiting on my ICOMs to come in. Unfortunately, I've been saving up, waiting to pull the trigger on this hobby. And I do have an IC 9300 coming and a 2730. Both of them aren't going to be here for a little while, but it'd be like Christmas when they finally show up. KO4QKN, back to net.
Okay, James, I apologize profusely. You see how it is? Even sometimes phonetics don't work. I don't know why I was having such a hard time with your call. KO4QKN. Gotcha, and looking forward to meeting you tomorrow night. And we'll take another round of check-ins if there's anybody out there here at the last minute. This is N7IBV. Go ahead.
KO4 Juliet November Tango.
Whiskey 8 Bravo Tango.
Okay, having a lot of problems with doubles there. Let me just stop it here for a second. K4JNT, I've got you, Wayne. W8BT, I've got you, Travis. Now let's pick it up for the other folks that are trying. Go ahead.
KF4TEK.
Oh, okay, well, it was just Mike. Okay, so I've got K4JNT, W8BT, KF4TEK. See, I can run those off real fast because you guys recognize your own calls. Doesn't help anybody who's trying to figure out who else is on the net tonight. But anyway, anybody else or rechecks, go ahead. Okay, K4JNT, Wayne, usually you just check in and out, so hopefully we'll say at least hi to us tonight. Go ahead.
Good evening, Brad. Thanks for joining the net. Good evening, all. Yeah, it's been quite hectic around here lately. Just a lot of work. Doing a lot of FT8 work on the radio, and that's about it. Just wanted to jump in there and let everybody know I'm still kicking. K4JNT, back to net.
Okay, well, very good. Glad things are going well for you. W8BT, Travis, go ahead.
Hey, good evening, Brad, and all in the net. Glad to hear I won out with my 1 watt here FM 118, 10 miles from the repeater. But anyway, I just wanted to say I haven't been doing much with radio. But I did notice this morning I heard that two TV stations, WUNC and WRAL, down in North Carolina, about 215 miles away, on RF channels 17 and 20. And I noticed Rich only saw out from Amosville, only saw out to about 165 miles. And Andy, just 8 miles west of me, didn't see anything past 85 miles. So it was kind of a strange morning. And I heard Nelson down in Broadnax, Virginia. Rich, I heard him call you the other day, and I think that's who it was. I couldn't get to the radio in time to tell you, but kind of interesting propagation, but I'm making a list of things I can bring to field day. I won't be able to attend the meeting in person tomorrow, but I will be there virtually. So anyway, this is WABT, back to net.
Okay, Travis, great, thank you. Yeah, but don't be shy about sharing your list with, directly with Anna as well. I don't know what you're planning on there. I think you usually had some good, important stuff for us. I'm sure you know that. KF4TDK, Mike, good to hear from you. Go ahead.
Greetings, Brad, everybody on the net. Brad, thanks for doing the net. I'm sorry to have missed the first part of it. I was doing stuff and just lost track of time, so I'm really curious what was said about call sign etiquette, so I'm going to have to go back and listen to the net if it's available. Lots going on, but not a whole lot of radio stuff. Interesting to hear about propagation. It's that fun time of year where the sky is doing interesting things, so glad folks are getting a chance to take advantage of that. I also will not be able to join you all tomorrow night, but hope you have a great meeting. I think Kevin will be providing the treasurer's report on my behalf. So don't let him mislead you. Everything is fine. So that's all I got. 73 to all. KF4TEK back to net.
Okay. Well, I can pick you there, catch up offline. Or, yeah, we are experimenting and working on getting recordings back up and online. I think tonight was going to be another experimental session, but I think you can check it out. More information coming on that. Okay, again, reminder for anybody who is planning on coming to the meeting, you need to get signed up because I'm going to send the access code on the door out to those people who are on the list. And so if you ain't on the list, you can't get in. So, I do recommend that you, if you do show up over there, I mean, gosh, even normally when we were doing it, just carry your HD with you, and we'll have somebody monitoring. But anyway, be that as it may. Well, thanks, everybody, for checking in tonight. I notice it's getting kind of light as for, small numbers. But that's because it's nice out, and we have better things to do sometimes than talk on the radio all the time. So, anyway, with that, this is N7IVV for the Fairnet. Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. I appreciate it. If you'd like further information, of course, regarding tonight's discussion or about the club in general, please see our website at w4va.org, or if you have specific questions, you can send us an email directly at faranet@w4va.org. That's faranet@w4va.org. Stand by. Okay, well, this is N7IVV closing the Fairnet and returning the repeater to normal use. Have a good evening and a pleasant tomorrow.
There was a Quebec Victor 4, Quebec, with the last station, you're really scratchy, really hard to understand. Do that to us again. It's KS1PPY. Yeah, but you're not holding the repeater long enough. Something, if you're on a HT, we'll pull Rich's line, get to higher ground and, move around a little bit, see if you can get a better signal. We'll be standing by and listening, KS1PPY.
Okay, Cindy, this is Oscar 4, Quebec, Victor Bravo.
Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Victor Bravo. That one was a little bit better. Did you get up onto higher ground, or what'd you do to improve it, over?
Well, I stretched my arm a little higher, and I walked down and
Okay, Roger, on the antenna swapping, you're still really, really crackly, very hard to understand, very hard to pick out. But I got that you had the antenna changeouts, and one worked a little bit better than the other. Whichever one you were on just now, that's the one that's working for the moment. Propagation must be interesting wherever your current QTH is. Back over to you, KS1PPY. Okay, yeah, still real scratchy, not picking up too well, but I got that you're trying things out. Keep on it. I gotta raise off. The wife is trying to call me now, but we'll hopefully someone else will pick you up and help you through it. But it's good to hear you. Hopefully we'll talk to you again soon. KO4QVB, KS1PPY, click on your final.
Kilo, Sierra, 1, Papa, Yankee, disconnected.
Kilo, Oscar, 4, Golf Hotel, Bravo. KO4, GHB, listening.
KO4, GHB, from K1HTV, K1 Hotel, Tango Victor on the HT.
Calling station, I hear you, missed the call sign, it's KO4, GHB.
K4 GHB from Kilo 1 Hotel, Tango Victor, K1 HTV, name is Rich.
K1 HTV, KO4 GHB. Hey Rich, name here is John. Where are you? What's your location?
Hey John, I'm about 10 miles west of the repeater, in my house. There's a lot of house between me and the repeater, in Amosville. Amosville is about 10 miles west of the Warrington repeater. Where are you located?
I'm in Hanover County, about 28 miles or so northwest of Richmond, Hanover County, just shy of the Louisa line.
Very good. Well, you're doing well into the repeater. Good to hear you on. And always good to hear another station. I don't think we worked before. They say I'm just about 10 miles west of the repeater with a 5-watt Andy Talkie right now as I'm walking around the house listening to what's going on. Got a net on at 8 o'clock and got home just a little while ago after I was in Warrington, took a drive back west to the house, and the net just wound up a little while ago. Got to go downstairs, take a look, see what's happening in the DX world. Maybe 17 meters will be open up again. It's been very interesting to work 17 over to Asia just about every evening. It's been quite good. So back to you. This is K1HTV.
Well, your signal is extremely strong back to me, so you're doing good to the repeater and out. I'm just playing with a new rig, ICOM 5100, just kind of programming and playing with it now, getting used to it, and actually I'm very impressed with all the bands I can pick up, or all the stations I can pick up. Back to you.
Pretty good on the 5100. Is that an all-band radio from 160 through 6 meters, or just what range is it covered?
It's 2 meters, 70 centimeters. But I'm picking up a lot more stations. It also has digital, which I'm new to. So I'm having a lot of fun with it and just scanning the dial and doing some scans and having a blast here.
Is it an all-mode radio or just FM? Over.
It appears to be all-mode, but I'm fairly new, so I'm not 100% on that.
Does it have single sideband and CW as well as FM and digital?
Negative.
So it's FM and the digital modes. Very good. Well, enjoy it. There's nothing like having a good radio with a good... It's sensitive front end. A lot of the older radios have very poor front ends. The front end is the first, the preamp stage of the transceiver. A lot of them are not too, they're more noisy. So the newer ones have the newer devices, very low noise transistors in the front end of the receiver, and they're hearing much better than the some of the old radios. Anyway, take care. I'm going to get downstairs and see what I hear on the HF bands. All the best to you, and we'll catch you on the repeater again. This is K1HTV.
K1HTV, KO4GHB, enjoy the QSO 73.
73, John, K1HTV, clear.